Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:21 Tuesday night in Lansing. Michael Cohen with producer James Platy on the board. Well, analysts say the foreclosure crisis is far from over. Some predictions are that we'll see another 100,000 foreclosures here in Michigan in 2012. With all these homes coming on the market, is anyone out there building new ones, or will a real comeback in new homes have to wait until after the foreclosures are over? To talk about that, I'm joined by Bob Filka, the CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Bob, thank you very much for joining me.
Good to be with you, Michael.
Now, you're in Florida, from what I understand, at the 2012 International Builders Show in Orlando.
I am. We have about 500 people from Michigan in the building industry who are down here this year. That's about a 10% increase over last year, and I think that it's indicative of some modest upbeat mood in terms of potential for 2012. I think there's more optimism in our industry than there has been in about 6 or 7 years, quite frankly.
I see. So a good mood, but still somewhat tepid.
Yes, I mean, we are forecasting an increase for new construction, even though you cited some statistics there for this year in terms of foreclosures. The reality is that Michigan for 6 years in a row has had record low production of new housing. And so, in fact, if you add up all those years together, the total number of homes built in that period would not exceed the largest year we had back, you know, back at the turn of the decade, back in the early 2000s. And so, you know, on average, Michigan has produced close to 30,000 new homes per year.
Although we do have the falling population, we have all these homes that are now available, some of them fairly new. Who's really buying newly built homes now?
Well, there is job creation. People do move. There is, even in bad economies, there is a demand for new construction. And so I would actually argue, even though the statistic you cited, and I think people recognize this, I mean, I think there is, I know there is, in many markets, a shortage of what I would call quality housing. I mean, the great deals in the foreclosure marketplace that people used to hear about from friends and stuff, you know, getting a $300,000 house for, you know, $100,000, those just aren't there as much anymore, and the work that has to go into refurbishing those that are on the market is quite steep. And so, believe it or not, there is a demand for new construction, even in the current environment.
What about the dropping values of existing homes? How does that impact newly built homes as the profit margin for home builders drop dramatically?
Well, that's another little bit of a misnomer for Michigan. Michigan was ahead of the rest of the country, so a lot of the national media attention on continued depreciation in home values isn't true for many of the markets in Michigan. In fact, over the last 12 months, we have a net increase in appreciation of the average home sale price in Michigan. Now, I recognize that there are pockets in the state, and obviously in the city of Detroit, for example, we're going to continue to see some decline in values. But overall, the state has bottomed out in terms of values in real estate, and that's a good thing for the state. I mean, it's taken obviously far longer than any of us had hoped, but that is good news for many markets across the state.
We saw these big subdivisions being built out so many years ago now. Are these kinds of ambitious projects still being pursued, or are these like one-unit homes that are being built one at a time now?
Yeah, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit about a piece of legislation that we've been pushing in the state legislature related to how those homes are taxed. You know, in reality, in this market, even today, unless a builder has a customer lined up, very few builders are building inventory homes or spec homes, as they used to be called. Very, very few at all. And what that means for some communities, quite frankly, is new jobs are created, new professionals and others are moving into areas. Many of them want newly constructed homes but don't want to and can't wait for the construction process to go through. So if a community doesn't have a model home or a series of models of homes in their community, many times they're going to be bypassed by those new professionals coming into the area. They're going to go where those homes exist. And that's that's what I really mean when I talk about there being a shortage of quality housing in Michigan in many markets. And what it means for many communities is they're going to continue to be bypassed. And so the bill that we have before the legislature basically would say, builder, you know, we're not going to penalize you for building a model or inventory home because we want that investment in our area, and eventually someone will occupy that home and it'll create a whole new tax base for that community.
No, the issue is that homes that have been newly built that are not occupied are taxed in a different way than other properties that are taxed in a steeper way. How long do these kinds of homes usually sit unoccupied?
Well, right now in the current environment, it's a matter of months, because while, yes, there are still builders building inventory homes without a buyer lined up, they have a pretty good idea or good sense that those homes are going to get purchased. So, you know, the reality is today those homes are not sitting on the market very long at all. So the impact of this legislation really would be minimal. But what it could do is increase more production. If a builder does have some excess capital and wants to keep his employees employed, I mean, it's also an issue of jobs. I mean, our guys, you know, are trying to prepare for a pretty big uptick eventually here for new construction because, again, as I said up front, we've had a record number of years in a row of record low production, so there is pent-up demand.
Mm-hmm.
They want to keep their staff intact. They want to keep their employees gainfully employed. If this bill passes, you know, we had several members testify before the state legislature last week that indicated they'd increase the number of homes they're building by 20%. And that translates to thousands of jobs in our state.
Can you give me a sense of just how far the home building industry fell from the peak from when, you know, it was going gangbusters? And
yep.
And just how far we've kind of come back from the bottom, if you think we have hit the bottom?
We had a 10, at its peak in Michigan, the building industry represented about $10 billion of investment income activity generated from those homes being built. This past year in 2011, we were a little over $1 billion. So from a dollar standpoint, that drop-off is huge. From an employment standpoint, we've lost over 60,000 jobs in the industry in the last 5 years. And a lot of those statistics, many of our guys are kind of what I would call the forgotten unemployed, because they don't often show up in unemployment statistics because of the nature of the construction industry. And they've just left the industry. And so the impact, you know, even from a membership standpoint, our association at its peak was close to 12,000 members, and today, now it's not just builders and remodelers that are part of our association. We have all the subcontractors and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We're at just under 5,000, so
wow.
From 12,000
to 5,000. That is a major drop, but as you said, a slow and hopefully a steady recovery. Bob Filka, CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Bob, thank you very much for joining me.
Good chatting with you. Thanks.
Coming up.